Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm excited to be on and to share with you today. And what we're going to be talking about is the topic, what is faith? So God dropped it in my spirit to make this episode all about faith. But in particular, what is faith, right? We hear that word faith so much. And to me, it can be very big, very broad, and sometimes even intimidating. So we're going to talk about what is faith, and particularly, why is faith a part of our business journey? Not even just a part of our just business journey, but a large part of our business journey, right? A lot of people don't talk about faith and business and the role that faith plays on our business journey. So we're going to take a deep dive into that in this particular episode. First of all, I want to talk about something that we talk about almost on every single episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I always ask two signature questions to each person that I interview. And those two signature questions are, what is the power of faith? And what is the power of business? Because this podcast is all about faith and business, every single episode since season one, when we started in 2020, I've asked every single guest on the podcast these two signature questions. What is the power of faith and what is the power of business? And everyone has a unique and different answer. And each answer has honestly been prolific. It's been insightful. It's really been something that I've been able to really glean on and understand a little bit better, like hearing their definitions of the power of faith. But this particular episode, we're not going to really talk about the power of faith. We're actually going to back it up a little bit and talk about faith in general. What is faith and why is it even important on this business journey that we are on? So I recently hosted a workshop. It was called the Ease, Flow, and Grace Workshop. And we talked about the four faith-based principles when it comes to marketing your book or even your podcast. And one of the first principles that we talked about has to do with faith and what faith truly is. And what we talked about was faith is really doubting something or believing something. You have faith that it's going to go one way or faith that it's going to be the other way. So you're having doubt or belief. And there's two people that I follow and I love all of their insight and wisdom that they share on faith and business. So I'm going to pull up some quotes from these two particular people to kind of give us a perspective on what is faith, especially a focus on faith when it comes to business. So the first person is Marshawn Evans Daniels. She's awesome, amazing business coach that combines faith and business. And what she said is faith is like the fuel we need for our journey. So if you think about any journey that you take, think about if you're taking a road trip, right? If you have destination that you're desiring to go to, I currently live in South Florida. So if I was to take a trip to Atlanta, where I used to live, and I'm about to go on that journey to Atlanta, and I'm about to take a road trip and drive, right? I would need to fuel up my car. I would need to make sure that I have fuel in my car in order to make the trip. The total trip is usually about 9 hours or so. So on that 9-hour trip, we usually have to fill up one or two times, right? So if I don't have enough fuel for the 9 hours, we're not going to make it to Atlanta. So we have to stop and fuel up. So if we look at what Marshawn says about faith, she's saying faith is like the fuel that we need for our journey. And then since we're talking about business, think about it in the business context, right? Faith is really the fuel that we need for this business journey. If we have a vision or a destination that we're trying to get in our business, whether that's an X amount of clients or a certain amount of income, whatever that goal is that you desire for your business, that's the end goal. That's your destination point. Think about, like I gave the example of the road trip to Atlanta. I'm currently in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale area, and the road trip is going to Atlanta, and that takes 9 hours. So think about where you're currently at in your business and the road trip to get to six figures, the road trip to get to 10 clients or however many clients that goal is. That is your end result. In order for you to be able to stay encouraged, stay motivated, stay inspired, you have to have faith. Faith is the fuel that we need on this entrepreneurial or business journey. So I just love the way that Marshawn broke it down in this particular quote, which says, faith is like the fuel we need for our journey. The second person I wanted to quote and share with you guys as we focus on faith and what faith is, especially when it comes to our business journey, is Myron Golden. So that's someone I've been following just kind of recently in the last year or so. I've really been following his work and how he talks a lot about biblical-based principles when it comes to business. And the quote that he says for faith is, faith focuses on the positive in your circumstance or situation, while doubt is focusing on the negative in your circumstance or situation. So we have to think about, faith as being positive aspect, like we talked about before. We can have doubt or we can have belief. Right. So having doubt is really putting the negative side of things. We're focusing on, oh, this is not going to work. I'll make it personal. Sometimes I have doubts that I will make my goal. If I have a weekly goal and I write out my goals on a daily basis, in the back of my mind, there may be doubt. Can I really achieve this revenue income? Can I really achieve this amount of clients for the week? And when we have doubt, we're not fully walking in faith. God is saying, okay, she doesn't fully believe yet. So we can't really make this come to fruition until she has full faith. And faith is when we're focusing on the positive. Like, I may not see this amount in my bank account right now in the natural, but I have faith. It's coming. It's either coming at the end of this week, it's coming by the end of this month, it's coming, right? So that is really being focused on the positive in the circumstance, not just focusing on the negative. So that's why I love this definition by Myron Golden when it comes to faith and focusing on faith in your business, because he says faith focuses on the positive in your circumstance or situation, while doubt is focusing on the negative on your circumstance or situation. So when we're looking at it like that, there's always going to be a circumstance. There's always going to be a situation. We all know life is full of ups and downs. So there are going to be times where things don't look the greatest in our business, or there's going to be situations you lose a client, or the person you thought was going to sign up didn't sign up. That is a circumstance or a situation. But it's how we actually feel about that, how we actually think about that, that makes the difference. So faith is staying in the positive. Doubt is focusing on the negative. Another quote, also from Myron Golden, that I wanted to share on this episode as we focus on what is faith and why it's important when it comes to our business journey, is faith creates the energy of anticipation. Faith creates the energy of anticipation. And one of the things that I've heard him say before when it comes to this quote of faith is, when you think about, Christmas, and if you celebrate Christmas and you have a Christmas tree and you're a kid and you're expecting these gifts and you're expecting, maybe you ask for a particular thing for Christmas and you're expecting that thing at underneath the Christmas tree. When you have faith that that thing is going to be under the Christmas tree, you're living in an energy of anticipation. You're anticipating opening up that gift on Christmas morning and seeing that shiny object that you asked your parents for, right? So that is the energy of anticipation. But if you don't have faith, right, you don't have a Christmas tree up, you don't have any gifts, and you have doubt that you're going to actually receive what you desire, right? So faith really creates the energy of anticipation for your goals, for your vision. So that's why faith is such a key part of the journey as entrepreneurs and business owners. And probably the reason I shared in the intro episode, episode number one, that my business kind of shifted when God started putting in my spirit the importance of focusing on faith and business, because faith is a large part of this business journey. So I really believe that God dropped that in my spirit because not too many people talk about it, right? A lot of times when it comes to business and even marketing, you talk or you hear about those strategies and things that you can do to grow your business. But not a lot of people are really sharing that your faith is a huge part of this journey, and your faith actually impacts the results of this journey as an entrepreneur and business owner. And that's why I feel it's such an important topic, and one of the reasons why I created a whole podcast about this topic, right? As women of faith in business, you know, what that role looks like, how that plays in a part of our journey is what this entire podcast is about. So that's why I saw fit that this episode would focus on faith, and particular the definition of faith and why faith is important to our journey. But we don't want just want to look at practical things that people have said about faith. As much as I love Marshawn and I love Myron Golden and what they spoke on faith, it's also important to look at scripture. What does God's word have to say about these things? What does God's word say about faith? So many of us as believers and believers in business have heard the scripture. I love Hebrews chapter 11. It's also known as the Hall of Faith. I'm beginning to really love the book of Hebrews. My favorite book is the book of Matthew. But in addition to Matthew, I'm really starting to lean into the book of Hebrews. It's really powerful, and it really gives us a great example of faith and what faith is, especially chapter 11, which is the Hall of Faith and all the people that God lists out in the Bible as heroes of faith, right? He gives us actual examples of who we can learn from and glean from the stories that we hear in the Bible. He actually names people who had great faith. You know, as messy as some of their stories are, Abraham's story, Moses' story, he still lists them in the Hall of Faith as people of great faith. So we can learn a lot from the book of Hebrews. So let's start by looking at chapter 11, verse 1 in the book of Hebrews, because it starts off this chapter by actually defining faith, because this episode is all about what is faith and why is faith important on this business journey. So Hebrews chapter 11, 1 reads, "Now faith is," right? So now we're about to hear what faith is. The whole scripture starts off by saying, "Now faith is." Now we're going to define it. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So the two key things I want to point out in this particular scripture is faith is a substance. So faith is made up of, right, things that we hope for. So think of anything in your life that you're hoping for right now, a goal, a vision, a dream, a desire that God put in your heart. Those are all things that we're hoping for. We don't see it right now in the natural, but we're hoping that it will come to fruition. We're hoping that it will manifest. I hate using the word manifest because it is used in a lot of new agey and worldly definitions, but it really is, you know, something manifesting is really something coming to fruition, right? So faith is the substance of things that we hope for and evidence of things that we have not seen. So we're not seeing it in the natural. We're not seeing it with our eyes. We're not seeing it. We're not hearing it. Think of all the physical senses, smelling, hearing, seeing in a physical world. That's how we know something exists, because we see it with our eyes. We feel it with our hands. We smell it in the air. So we know it exists. But faith is the opposite of that. Faith is we're hoping for this thing, this vision, this dream, this goal, this desire, but we actually don't see it in the physical. We don't see it with our natural eyes. We're not able to touch it yet. We're not able to smell it yet. None of that is physically here yet. But faith allows us for that to manifest, for that to come to light. So the definition of faith and what faith is right there in scripture. It's Hebrews chapter 11, 1, and I'll read it one more time. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If we read further along in scripture, same book of Hebrews, same chapter 11, but if you go down from verse 1 to verse 6, it also gives us a deeper definition of what faith is. So faith, it says in Hebrews 11, verse 6 this time, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it's telling us without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith. As believers, it's important to have faith. As women of faith, we have to have faith because we cannot please God without faith. And pleasing God is knowing that for he that cometh to God must believe. So believe is a part of that definition of faith. And we have to believe that he is. Right? We have to believe that God exists. He is. And that not only he exists, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you're diligently seeking God, you're in his word, you're praying to him, are you truly believing in him? Are you truly trusting that what he put in your heart will come to fruition, will manifest? Because it's impossible to please him without that type of faith, without that type of belief. Believing that he will reward us. We may not see it in the natural right now in the physical world, but it's coming because it's already done. It says in scripture, it's already done. It's just for us to believe. So I love these key scriptures on faith. That was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But it's not limited to the book of Hebrews. The book of Matthew, as I mentioned, actually my first favorite book in the Bible, also talks a lot about faith. So I'm going to share two key scriptures from the book of Matthew that really breaks down what is faith and the definition of faith from a scriptural standpoint. So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 reads, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." So this scripture really breaks down the type of faith that we need to have and the importance of not being in a state of unbelief, because it says that, "For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed." So when you think about mustard seed, the mustard seed is actually one of the smallest seeds when it comes to planting, is what I've been told. I'm not a farmer and I'm not a gardener, so I'm not that familiar with the size of different various seeds. But I've been told that a mustard seed is really tiny. It's like the smallest seed possible when you're planting things. So we don't really need big faith, right? We just need tiny little bit of faith, and we can do amazing things in the world, because the scripture goes on to say, if ye have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to you yonder, and it shall be removed, right? A mountain is something that's huge. So look at the comparison. We have small, tiny, tiny, tiny faith, just as small as a tiny little mustard seed. We could do big things. Like removing an entire mountain. A mountain is something that is big. And it also goes on to say, nothing shall be impossible for you. Nothing shall be impossible for you. So I love this scripture. And I feel it's something we can lean on, especially as women of faith in business. Matthew 17, 20 should be something that we read consistently and on a consistent basis, because it talks about the importance of not having unbelief, but having faith as small as a mustard seed, and knowing with that faith, we can do amazing things in the marketplace. in the marketplace. But the key word is not to be stuck in unbelief, right? We have to have faith, even if it's a small one, and then we'll be able to remove big mountains in our lives, in our businesses. Those mountains will be removed, and nothing shall be impossible for us. And I love in scripture where it says nothing, right? There's no confusion. Will this be a problem? Will that be a problem? No, nothing shall be impossible, it says, according to scripture. The second scripture that I just want to share with you is Matthew 21, 21. And Matthew 21, 21 says, Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to this fig tree, but also you can say unto this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done." So again, similar to Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus is talking about the mountains in our life. Whatever that mountain is, it could be a mountain of health, a mountain of business, just whatever is huge and seems like really big in your life, you're able to overcome that. You're able to get rid of that simply by having faith and not doubting. That is the instruction that Jesus gives us. Not only do we have to have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, but we must not doubt. You know, doubt is something that I know I've struggled with. Maybe many of you can relate to it too. You know, I've doubted, as I mentioned before, that, oh, am I going to be able to make this goal? Am I going to be able to make this revenue? And planting that seed of doubt is not good. We have to stay in firm belief and faith that it will happen. It's already done. It's already done. God is with us. So really leaning into that scripture, Matthew 21, 21, and I'll read it one last time. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what has been done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done." So whatever obstacle, situation, circumstance, you can speak on to that circumstance and it will disappear. It will go away. This is according to scripture, Matthew 21, 21. So these are powerful, powerful scriptures. So as we talk about this topic on this episode of what is faith, and we look at it from a scriptural perspective and what the Bible says about faith, we talked about Hebrews chapter 11, 1, Hebrews chapter 11, 6, Matthew chapter 17, 20, and Matthew 21, 20. So I encourage you, I know I read the scriptures in this episode, to pull out your Bible app, to pull out your Bible and read into those scriptures for yourself. But not only read it, really study it. Really ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate or highlight, you know, specifically what that needs to mean to you in this particular season of your life, because everybody's going through different things. Everyone has different circumstances. Everyone has different situations, whether it's in your life or in your business. So, you know, have Holy Spirit speak onto your particular situation, your particular circumstance, and how your faith can help to overcome that mountain. How you can stop being in a season of doubt, but step up in faith and believe that God is and He is a rewarder, right? You don't have to see it in the natural, but it will happen because it's already done. So I want to also kind of give you a couple of things to think about, maybe journal about. I think after each episode or at the end of each episode, I'm going to encourage you to think of these questions, a series of questions. And if you have a journal, you know, even journaling these down, not just listening to what I say, but taking out your journal and answering these questions, I think will be helpful as I go through this season and God puts these different topics around faith and business in my spirit. This will help guide you as we go through this season, this solo season. Season 6 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. So, the first question that I want you to ponder on, I want you to journal on, whatever you feel led, is do you have exceptional faith when it comes to your business? Are you walking in any type of faith? You know, it doesn't have to be exceptional, even small faith, as small as a mustard seed. So, do you have faith when it comes to your business? And simply write yes or no. Whatever the spirit leads you to write to answer that question. So then I want you to think about Do you have faith in yourself, right? Because a large part of success in business and in life is believing in yourself, knowing that God has given you amazing talents, amazing gifts, amazing abilities, amazing skills. He's already planted that inside of you. But if you don't believe in that, if you don't have that godly confidence to step up into that, you will struggle. You will struggle with unbelief, like the scripture said. You will be in a state of unbelief. So I want you to think about, do you believe in yourself, your God-given talents, gifts, and ability, the business concept that God has given you, the service that God has put in your spirit, product that God has put in your spirit as a believer in business, as an entrepreneur or business owner? Are you believing in yourself? So the first one is, do you have faith when it comes to your business? Do you believe in yourself? And then do you believe in God, right? As believers in business, it's easy to say, of course, I'm a woman of faith. I'm a man of faith. As I listen to this podcast, I believe in God. But in scripture and what we just read, in one of the verses, I believe it was in what verse was it? Matthew 21:21, it says that without faith and not doubting, no, that's not the scripture I want. It's Hebrews 11:6. Sorry. Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. So that's why I want you to journal on this question. Do you truly believe in God and that he is a partner in your business? He is co-creating. You are creating alongside God. And if you believe that, then you trust him and you trust the process, right? If you know that you're partnering in your business with God and you're seeking God for your business, are you truly believing and trusting that he will bring the result to fruition? He will bring goal, the desire he placed in your heart to fruition. Do you truly believe that? So that is a question I want you to ponder on, to journal on, where however you feel led. That's the third question. So the questions are, do you have exceptional faith when it comes to your book? I'm sorry, when it comes to your business. And not just exceptional faith, just faith in general. Do you have faith when it comes to your business? Do you believe in yourself and the gifts and talents and abilities that God has given you in order to succeed in the assignment that he gave you? And then lastly, do you believe in God? Sometimes it takes going a little bit deeper than the surface level. Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a person of faith. I believe in God. Believing in God is also trusting. Trusting in his process, trusting in his plan, trusting in his path. There's so many things we have to trust God for, and that's what full belief is. So really ponder on that and journal on that. Are you believing in God? So I hope this particular episode has been insightful. I hope it has been inspiring in some way, shape, or form as we really talk about what is faith and why is faith an important part of this journey as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as women of faith, and even men of faith, if you're listening to this podcast as a man of faith. What is faith to you and why is it important on this journey? So thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I pray and hope again that this has been inspiring in some way, shape, or form, and motivating, and maybe even encouraging as you continue to walk out this journey as an entrepreneur and a woman of faith in business. Do you have a desire to grow in your faith? Do you desire to strengthen your spirituality? Well, I have good news. Coming soon is the Activate Your Faith Journal, a guided journal that will help you overcome the many blessing blockers that we all struggle with. Things like doubt, things like fear, things like comparison. This journal is going to help you to overcome it and to activate your faith so you can grow spiritually and grow your business. I'm excited and it's coming soon. So if you're interested, be sure to put your name on the wait list. you can go to nadinemullings.com/journal. nadinemullings.com/journal to put your name on the list to be the first to have the Activate Your Faith Journal coming soon. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.